KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 62 degrees in Atlantic. We've received 2.12 inches of rainfall over the past 24 hours, the bulk of that falling overnight into early this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Strong storms that rolled through western Iowa Thursday night and early this morning caused damage to trees in Adair and Guthrie counties. The National Weather Service says the emergency management officials for the two counties reported that between about 1:30 and 1:35 a.m., numerous tree branches ranging from 4 to 6 inches in diameter fell in Adair and Guthrie Center, and there were scattered power outages affecting both towns. Additional damage reports may be forthcoming once officials get a better look after sunrise. The Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm watch for the KJAN listening area at around 8:20 p.m. Thursday. A portion of the watch area in far west and southwest Iowa was replaced by a tornado watch about a half an hour later, or about an hour later, actually, and the first severe thunderstorm warnings issued for southwest Iowa came in at around 11:45 p.m., affecting Mills County. Additional warnings were issued through the night for Montgomery, Pottawatomie, Guthrie, and Adair counties. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The National Weather Service says there is a moderate risk for severe weather in place across northern Iowa this afternoon and this evening, while a slight risk encompasses much of the remainder of the state. Scattered thunderstorms will linger across the area this morning. An isolated severe storm with quarter-sized hail and 60-mile-per-hour winds are possible with that activity. A line of strong to severe storms is expected to develop over western Iowa later this afternoon, and that activity will race northeastward and into the area from late afternoon through mid-evening. Very large hail damaging winds and a few tornadoes are likely, especially over the moderate risk region. A few severe storms with a heightened risk for damaging winds are likely over central and northern Iowa, with an attendant large hail and isolated tornado threat. And this could become a potentially dangerous situation, so be prepared to take appropriate actions. If severe weather approaches your location, the storms will begin to weaken after midnight, and by Saturday, a strong cold front will be passing through the area, ushering in much colder temperatures. A thunderstorm chances will pass to the east, with dry and windy conditions in place by the afternoon on Saturday. Police in Red Oak say a local man was arrested last night on alcohol and other charges. 41-year-old Michael Scott Jones of Red Oak faces second offense OWI and open container of alcohol charges, along with being cited for failure to display a registration plate and for no proof of insurance. Jones was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Authorities in Montgomery County are investigating a property damage accident that occurred Thursday afternoon. The Sheriff's Department says a 2004 Nissan Sentra, owned and operated by 21-year-old Chelsea L. Morris of rural Red Oak, was traveling west on 130th Street, a gravel road, when Morris overcorrected and lost control of the vehicle about 1.5 miles east of Highway 48. The car entered the south ditch and came to rest on its side. The accident happened at around 2:50 p.m. Thursday. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $4,000. There were no injuries reported and no citations were issued, while the accident remained under investigation. And no injuries were reported following an accident in Atlantic Wednesday evening. The police department says vehicles driven by Cole Holiday of Marnie and Brett Imhoff of Atlantic collided at the intersection of 7th and Chestnut Streets at around 7:50 p.m. The accident happened as Holiday was turning south onto Chestnut from westbound 7th and failed to yield to Imhoff's eastbound vehicle. Holiday was cited for failure to yield. Damage amounted to $3,500. News time is 7:11.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Lorraine Perdue, age 85, of Issaquah, Washington, died September 11th. Memorial graveside services for Lorraine Perdue will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Griswold Cemetery. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Bonna Gonzales, age 62, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bonna Gonzales will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Bernard Cox, Sr., age 91, of Tennant, died September 23rd in Omaha. Funeral services for Bernard Cox, Sr. will be today at 11 a.m. at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Viola Radecki, age 99, of Sarasota, Florida, died September 20th. Memorial services for Viola Radecki will be today at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Nicholas Johnson Reed, age 27, of Lewis, died September 28th at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Nicholas Johnson Reed will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marilyn Ohms, age 85, of Anita, died Wednesday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for Marilyn Ohms will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Charlotte Searles, age 66, of Phoenix, Arizona, died July 13th. A celebration of life memorial service for Charlotte Searles will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ramona Richardson, age 85, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ramona Richardson will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Peggy Wiles, age 75, formerly of the Oakland area, died September 26th in Virginia. Funeral services for Peggy Wiles will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Sharon Church on Highway 6 in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Sister Jean Marie Stinn, age 88, of Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A mass of Christian burial service for Sister Jean Stinn will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Connie Mapes, age 62, of Menlo, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Connie Mapes will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. And Ivan Frizzell, age 76, of Greenfield, died Wednesday. Services for Ivan Frizzell are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.